morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As the hot and dry weather continues, local producers are beginning to see signs of potential long-term stress in their crops and livestock. Local crop and livestock producers are invited to attend a meeting this afternoon on Wednesday, July 23rd, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Extension Office. This will be a locally hosted site for a statewide webcast where extension specialists from across the state will address concerns and options moving forward with the dry weather we have been seeing. Starting at 1 o'clock, we will have producers presenting on a variety of topics. Livestock issues will include options to help producers manage immediate needs related to stressed pastures, as well as reduced hay supplies from a reduced crop this year due to the dry weather. There will also be options for managing your beef cattle herds, such as early weaning and helping supplemental feeding. Other topics may talk about feeding value and siling or potential for nitrate toxicity if you're harvesting corn as silage or green chop. Of course, all of the specialists will be available after the webcast as well as during the webcast to answer specific questions that local producers may have. Crops topics discussed will be crop growth and development under drought conditions and how to feed drought-damaged crops, basically your options for them if you don't feel they're going to get to full maturity. So the specialists will just look at current conditions across the state and locally, as well as comparing those with short-range and long-range forecasts to help producers answer some questions regarding how long their crops can go without moisture, depending on which stage of growth and development they are in. We'll also discuss a little bit about impacts on disease and insect development in the crops. There will also be farm finance specialists to discuss extension finance resources, as well as some issues regarding crop insurance coverage, implications for grain marketing, and how to value some of the drought-damaged corn, whether it's put in silage or in other methods that can be fed out if you're selling that and not feeding it to your own herd. There will also be some discussion of potential disaster programs related to the drought situation. Again, this meeting is this afternoon from 1 to 3 o'clock at the Cass County Extension Office. It will be broadcast live from the Iowa State University campus in Ames and will also be locally hosted by myself and crop specialist Aaron Soigling. So be sure and come out and join us. There will be the three distinct sessions as well as quite a bit of time between sessions and at the end to ask all these specialists specific questions related to what they are seeing around the state as well as related to local issues. Other resources and questions related to the drought and dry weather that we've been seeing. If you're in your home garden, we've been seeing some issues with cucumbers and tomatoes. Cucumbers, particularly when exposed to hot and dry conditions, will cause quite a bit of bitterness in cucumbers. This is caused by a few different compounds found in the cucumbers, normally found in the leaves, but they will spread into the edible part of the plant when the plant is under stress. One thing to keep in mind if your cucumbers are bitter, that bitterness usually does not accumulate uniformly in the fruit. It will be concentrated at the stem end of the fruit and just under the skin. If you have lots of bitter cucumbers, you can often salvage them by cutting off the stem end of the fruit and peeling much of the fruit and eating the remainder on the inside. You may also want to look at your cucumber varieties, as many would tend to be different in the degree of bitterness. We've also had several folks come with concerns about tomato plants flowering but not setting fruit. Again, you can relate this back to the extreme high temperatures and dry conditions that have resulted in poor pollination and may often cause the flowers to drop from the plant without setting fruit. Blossom drop on tomatoes will occur when daytime temperatures are above 90 degrees for a high, and low temperatures at night do not drop below 75 degrees, which both of those conditions we have been seeing here lately. Blossom drop is most common on large fruited tomato varieties. If you have smaller varieties or cherry-type tomatoes, they will tend to set fruit over a wider temperature range. As would be expected, many other plants in this same family have a similar concern. So if you are seeing poor fruit set on your tomatoes, you may also be seeing poor fruit set on peppers, eggplants, and green beans in this hot, dry weather. Unfortunately, there's not much you can do except wait for more favorable temperatures. Optimum fruit set on tomatoes will occur when daytime temperatures range from 70 to 85 degrees. To help your tomatoes get through this hot, dry period, make sure you are watering your plants deeply once a week during the hot, dry weather. If you are trying to help them come out of this with a hormone such as Blossom Set, these sprays will not prevent blossom drop due to the high temperatures, as the tomato plant is responding to stress. If you have any other questions or concerns related to the effects of the drought, Iowa State University Extension has a special section on their website related to all drought-related resources across the state, as well as some archived webcasts, which the one this afternoon will be archived and available online shortly as well. Just go to the Iowa State University Extension homepage and click on Dealing with Drought at the top of the page. That will take you to a spot where you can get through tabs for information on home, lawn, garden, crops, livestock, financial, and personal stress. Of course, all those resources are also available by stopping in or calling us at the Cass County Extension office, 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension office.